Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to SPML Infra Limited Q2 and H1 FY 2025 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be no opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pranay Premkumar from Adfactors PR Investor Relations team. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. From the senior management, we have with us Mr. Manoj Dygga, the Director Commercial and Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Malaikanthi Chakraborty, Executive Vice President. Before we begin the conference call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made during the course of today's call may be forward-looking in nature, including those related to the future financial and operating performance, benefits and synergies of the company's strategies, future opportunities, and growth of the market of the company's services. Further, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's conference may involve risks and uncertainties. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Manoj Dygga.
Thank you very much. Good evening, and thank you all for joining the Q2 and H1 Financial Year 25 earnings conference call of SPML Infra Limited. I'll give you a brief overview of the industry trend, business update, and will also walk you through the company's financial performance. As regarding the water sector, India is among the most water-stressed regions in the world, with almost 40% of population suffering from extreme water shortage. With the challenge, there are opportunities as well for water infrastructure development companies. With Government of India focused initiative in the water sector, coupled with visible opportunities, we expect that the central government and various state government agencies will come out with sustainable tenders in this financial year and in future. The flagship scheme of Jal Jeevan Mission is likely to be extended until 2030, coinciding with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals to achieve clean drinking water facility to every household in the country. With a sustainable upside budget, this scheme may attract further allocation as near to the target of in 2030. Recently, the Honorable Prime Minister announced Mission Amrit, the next step in the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, which involves setting up of water and sewerage treatment plant in all cities in an effort to make cities clean across the country. It will be further generate additional business opportunity and will boost wastewater treatment facility to improve the quality of water, addressing issue of flowing sewerage and effluent into the water bodies, thus reducing water contamination. As per available data on various government sites, irrigation and river interlinking project will provide approximately rupees 19 lakh crore worth of opportunities. The National Water Development Agency has identified around 30 projects, of which 4 projects, namely Ken Batwa, Kosi Mechi, Prabhati Kelsdabi, Chambal and Godavari, Karnavar, likely have been selected for early implementation. Now, regarding the SPML business and operation, moving to the business and operation of our company, we have successfully completed 43 years of operation as on August 2024 and are among a very few companies having such a huge experience in this space. Being the leading integrated water management companies in India, we take pride of having one of the best pre-qualification criteria, which will enable us to not only participate in the high-value project, but also collaborate with various other companies in joint venture to undertake large-ticket project. As I have told to you in my earlier interaction, we seek to focus more on the bulk water business, which involves the distribution of water from river to reservoir, wherein a substantial portion of this business involves laying pipeline for transportation of water. We have good association with leading pipe manufacturers and also have empaneled expert subcontractor who could execute it faster. We have plans to execute such orders under the escrow mechanism to reduce the strain of our working capital, which will give the company substantial advantage as compared to other companies. One major update during this quarter I would like to inform you is that we have reached a settlement agreement of an arbitration award with Power Grid Corporation of India under the Vivad Se Vishwas 2 scheme for an amount of ₹25.06 crore. With the successful settlement, I am pleased to announce that we have received a total of 268 crores through arbitration from Vivad Se Vishwas scheme, and the balance amount of 26 crore is also expected within the current financial year. We have successfully raised an amount of 346 crore through the preferential allotment of shares and warrant, out of which 290 crore will be received in cash and balance through conversion of loan to NARCL as per their terms, other from the promoter, which will be utilized towards taking the advantage of growing opportunity in water sector. Out of the aforesaid preferential allotment, we have already issued ₹170 crore from equity and warrant, and balance ₹1 crore is expected within next 18 months. On the aforesaid amount raised, promoter has contributed ₹190 crore in addition to the ₹160 crore already contributed since past 3 years to improve the liquidity, which reinforces the strong focus and confidence that we have towards the company and its business. With the continuous efforts of the promoter, the net worth of the company stood at ₹602 crore as of September 30, 2024. With the aforesaid infusion of equity and warrant, along with money realized from Vivad Se Vishwas scheme and infusion from promoter earlier, total FD stood as on date is 280 crore, and the further issue of equity and expected Vivad Se amount, the total FD is expected to be around 460 crore in future, which will utilize only for the business. We would like now move towards the quarterly financial performance. On a standalone basis, we achieve a revenue of rupees 200 crore in Q2 financial year 25 as compared to 254 crore in Q2 financial year 24. The earnings has been impacted in the quarter and the H1 operation due to monsoon season and slowing down the operation due to general election and state election in different states. The company envisaged, along with new order, that the operation after Q2 onwards will improve gradually. Our EBITDA has recorded rupees 26 crore compared to 3 crore in the last quarter. We recorded a PAT of rupees 14 crore in Q2 financial year 25 as compared to 0.5 crore in the same quarter last year. For Q2 financial year 25, our EBITDA margin and PAT margin stood to 13% and 7% respectively, which is at par with our targeted EBITDA margin. The aforesaid growth is mainly on account of JV earning. With regards to our half-yearly performance, we recorded a revenue degrowth of 31% to rupees 422 crore in H1 FY25 as compared to 608 crore in H1 FY24. Our EBITDA has recorded at rupees 53 crore compared to 6.5 crore in H1 financial year 24. We recorded PAT of 27 crore in H1 financial year 24 as compared to 1.2 crore in H1 financial year 24. We also reported a healthy balance sheet with a net worth of 622 crore with NARCL debt of rupees 376 crore. Also, we have dissolved an inactive subsidiary to alleviate consolidated financial pressure, which will be our continued effort going forward to focus on the core business. Currently, the sector is facing its own headwinds. Tendering is in the water sector has been delayed this year due to state election and government changes in several states, which have temporarily slowed down decision making. Although new tenders were expected after the election, they have not been released as planned. As the need of water projects remains high, especially under the Jal Jeevan Mission, tender is expected to be floated from Q3 onward. Currently, the company has participated in a bid of 5,000 crore order against the total available tender of 11,000 crore based on the company's criteria of bidding for the selected tender, and we are expecting some orders to be received against these tenders as it is finalized. With this, we conclude our opening remarks. Thank you for listening to us. We now open the floor for the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star in one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Prathamesh Dhawar from Tiger Asset. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm audible.
You are audible.
Yeah. So, sir, I think you recently mentioned that the tenders will be flowing from Q3 onwards, and we have been bidded for around 5,000 crores worth of orders. So how much time it will take us, or let's say if the tenders come into the in the market in Q3?
Normally the tenders, out of these 5,000 crore tenders, there are few tenders has been floated before the state election, etc. So there are, the bid also has been received. But normally after the election, it takes slightly longer time. Normal tender time from the tender opening till the allocation of the work is roughly around 3 months. And the tender work has started in, the August and September. So by December, the tender results should start coming. It has started coming into a few states, and now it will start to various other states also.
Okay, so by December or by early Jan, you can expect order inflow.
Definitely.
And sir, what is our average order ticket size?
Average order ticket size, now our focus is on the bulk. So normally we are bidding from 300 to 400 crore to 1,000 crore plus order. So the various tenders we have floated in accordingly that size. That is there.
Okay. And so out of this 5,000 crores worth of orders, how much is the winning rate, or how much can we convert it into our order books?
That we can't tell you because it is not possible once the tender will
offer. So any winning rate or any conversion rate you would like to give?
At the moment I can say you around 1,400 crore we are L1, and there is a possibility to get something from these 1,400 crore. But it depends when it's all our competitive bidding, and how the bidding will be open, it all depends on that.
Got
but definitely in the two, three quarters, we'll have few tenders to be received in our hand.
Okay, got it, sir. And my last question will be on the margin. So for the H2, how are we seeing the margins?
Margin?
Pardon? Yeah, EBITDA margin, sir.
In this tender?
No. In coming H2 FY25.
Means EBITDA margin, the things is that, one, it depends upon the tender. Q3 will be more or less same because the Q3 I am not expecting anything from the new tender. Q4 we will get some from the new tenders. So some income will be further generated. So it will, Q3 will be more or less the same figure. And similar line, Q4 there may be some increase.
And sir, any guidance on top line for 2025 you would like to give?
Like, till we get the new order, we are on the similar line what we are having. Q4 will be slightly high. But the similar line, the top line will be there. And the next year it will be with the new order, the next year the top line will increase along with the bottom line.
So 1,000 to 1,200 crore for this year. You can expect.
It's on the Q2 level because that's the same level which we use. Unless we get the new order.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sridhar Jadhav from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So just wanted to understand.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Jadhav. Sir, your audio sounding very soft. Louder.
Can you come closer?
Yeah, so just wanted to understand the current order position.
We were having the order book of roughly around 1,800 crore, at the current position, and that's the current with including me and JV.
And sir, what would be the typical execution time frame for these orders?
This will be executed into this year, next year, maybe part of the third year, first half. So we can, you can take 2 years.
Okay, okay. And so sir, just I know that in this was asked earlier as well, but just wanted to understand what would be our typical order conversion among the 5,000 crores. So just wanted to get a tentative guidance as to the order book position as of end of FY25.
Exactly. It's very difficult to tell you that the order conversion, because it's a competitive bidding and who has competed what, that we are not able to do. But normally every quarter we should get few tenders. That's our target we can give you, because there is a whose business opportunity available, whose tender opportunities are available. But the percentage, it's very difficult to say, because it's a competitive bidding.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'll come back in queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tej from Nivishai. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Am I audible?
You are audible.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, I mean, correct me if I am wrong. In the last con call and probably in your few public appearances, you told probably we are L1 in about 2,000 to 3,000 odd crores, right? And you told probably we would get in India, if you are L1, you are winning that order, right? And you told probably you would send a notification very soon. But now you are saying that probably would be L1 in about 1,200 to about 1,300 odd crores. So I just wanted to understand, are we really L1 in few of the orders, or the results are yet to come? Because in the last con call you have said that we are already L1 and the orders would soon come out. But still it's been, November, and then still we haven't received any notification from you. I just wanted clarity on your side. Have we bidded for any projects? Are we L1 or we are waiting for the results?
Well, as I told you last time also, out of this around 1,500 crore, two order we are in the L1 in the Rajasthan. We are still L1 on this, that tender. Rajasthan, there was some election issue, so the tender was not obtained. Now there is a sub-election on, so there are few, again there is a Achar Sahita, so again they are not opening the tender. Hopefully we should get the tender open into this quarter. And then you see, the tender from last, as I told you, last 2 months, the tender opening and tender finalization get delayed. Although we have the L1 position, but the L1 has not been converted into LOI. So we are expecting this quarter some tenders to be converted into LOI.
So, okay, got it. Then, but because earlier you said we are L1 in probably about 4,000 crores, and now you are saying 1,300.
No, 4,500, around 5,000 crore tender we have participated.
Okay.
From the beginning I am saying that the Rajasthan 2 tender, which has their financial bid has opened, so we got the L1 position. There are other tenders where we participated, but their financial bid has not opened. So if it is not opened, we are not able to understand whether we are L1 or L2. But in Rajasthan 2 tender, we are. But because of these issues, Rajasthan election, sub-election issues, they are not issuing the LOI. So that should happen into this quarter.
So is it correct to say, like, let's say by the end of this financial year, probably we would get those 1,300 odd crores of orders in which we are L1, right?
It should be. For all practical purposes, it should be, unless there is further change. Because there is some uncertainty will remain from L1 to LOI. But normally, if I am L1, that I should get the LOI.
Got it. And sir, I mean, we raised our funds at the start of September, right? But when I see the cash inflow, like, we raised around 300 odd crores, but our cash inflow is probably around, just 30, 40 odd crores. So have funds come in October, or am I missing something here?
Fund comes into October because we have allotted on 24th of October.
Achha.
So the fund has come later. We got the in-principle approval on 11th of October. And after that, we have started getting the fund from all the prospective investors. As on today, we have the FD of around 280 crore.
Got it. So how much would we be utilizing it for, let's say, repaying our debt, or will we be utilizing it for, you know, hold for the tender bidding, because we require FD for that bank guarantees, right?
The money which is there, around 280 crore, and further money of rupees roughly around 180 crore, which we will raise by way of warrant and further this Vivase Viswas, all of 460 crore will be utilized for the business. Nothing will be for the repayment. Repayment, it is very clearly attached with the arbitration award. Whenever the arbitration award money will come, it will be utilized for the repayment to the debt. Out of which 75% we pay to the lenders, 25% will further improve the liquidity. All the money which we are raising at this moment by way of preferential offer and the Vivas money what is coming, all be utilized for the business purpose.
Okay, got it. And sir, is it correct to assume that the whole 800 odd crores of order book which we have right now would be completed by FY26?
You can take 2 years from here.
2 years from here, okay. Okay.
So,
and got it. And can margins, you know, inch up to, let's say, 8% in, let's say, FY26? Probably you are saying that in current FY, probably it will not, let's say, it would be around 5-6%, right? But in FY26, is it possible that it can go up to 8% because new orders would come in and those execution would also contribute to revenue, right?
It should be, because the margin in the new order, we are bidding for the higher margin, and it should come.
How much higher, sir? Can you give a number if possible?
We are targeting the new order at a 10 to 12% margin, but that depends upon what finally the rate will come. But we are targeting at 10 to 12%.
Got it. And sir, are we...
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Tej. Sir, may we request that you return to the question queue? There are participants waiting for their turn.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Subhash from Valley Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, I'm audible.
You are audible, sir.
Okay, thank you. So out of the 1,800 crore order book that you mentioned, including the JV, could you mention what is your, what is only SPML's order book? Excluding the JV.
This, whatever we have debated, we have told about the SPML order. This 1,800, okay, it is 50-50. 50 is JV, 50 is
that is with the JV, right? So without the JV, how much is the order book?
Around 900 crore.
900. Okay, and I think last quarter you had guided us saying that you would achieve 50 to 60% of the total order book, that is 1.1 crore what you had during Q1. If we convert that into revenue, we would get around 600 crores. And if any new order then comes, then that will be added to the revenue. So it is around same as last year, right? Same as last year, plus if you win any orders in Q3 and Q4, that will be added to the revenue. Am I right?
We were having roughly around 2,000 to 2,100 crore by 31st March, and then we have executed 2 quarters, and that will, and the balance will execute into further 2 years.
Right. I mean, I mentioned 1.1 crore only the SPM, it's not JV, because you mentioned that the JV's revenue will not come to the top line, right?
JV revenue will come to the top line.
It will?
Consolidated, okay. Our share will come to the top line.
Yeah, your share, got it. Out of the total finance cost of 8.98 crores, last quarter you had explained to us saying that you recognized other income and also some finance cost as provisional entry, right? So what is the actual finance cost for the second quarter?
Actual finance cost, there are hardly anything, because there are some small amount which we have to pay to the BG Commission, etc. rest is only the Ind AS adjustment. Roughly around 8.5 crore is the Ind AS adjustment, which we have to make. Rest is mainly the provisions on BT charges. So nothing, finance cost is nothing.
It's
almost
like 40 lakhs or something.
Okay. That 30-40 lakhs, which is the BG commission, etc., which is we are paying every quarter.
Okay. And sir, what is your order pipeline as of today? The orders that you have bid for, is it 5,000 crore that you mentioned?
It is roughly approx 5,000 crore. And and the pipeline, the bid will start opening into next 1 or 2 months. Next 3 months.
Okay. And you expect to win 1.5 to 2,000 crore order every year, right? Going forward.
Every week there are a few tenders and we will keep on bidding into that. Because there is in water, there are enormous opportunity and lot of tenders keep on coming. So that our selected tenders, we will keep on bidding.
Right, okay. So, and you expect to win around 1,500 to 2,000 crore order every year going forward, right? That's your, I think that was a guided.
It should happen because that much business to, so much business opportunity and looking into our position, that much at least we should get.
Okay, thank you. So I attended even the other water infrastructure company con calls. Even they mentioned the same thing about the election slowdown. But they were able to manage at least one or two or three orders. I mean, can we assume that because of the past where your funds were stuck from the government project, is it because you have certain conditions and that is why you're not taking all the projects?
No, it is not. It may be that the various tenders where they have bidded, the tender has opened and the LOI has been converted into order. It is like we are L1 in Rajasthan, where the election, etc. is there. So that may be the reason our tender has not been finalized. They may be in UP where there is nothing to happen. They may have opened the tender and the LOI has been converted. So nothing like that. We have certain problem. They have certain strength. That is not. The bid where we have made the tender and then if that open, then within 1.5 months, that gets allotted to the LOI.
Okay. Sorry, thank you so much, sir. That's all I have, and all the best for your future order wins. I think everybody is waiting for the next order win, which could come in late December or January, as you guided. So we'll be waiting for it. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dheeraj Ram from Ashika Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you,
sir. Sir, congratulations for a good set of numbers. So my first question is, follow-up from the previous participant. So we know that the 50-50 is our order book with the joint venture versus SPML share. So in joint ventures, what is the SPML share in it, which will be recognized in top line?
That's correct.
So what is our share in joint venture? Is it 60%? Is it 50%?
Well, average you can take 30%.
30%, okay. Okay, and my second question is, what is...
Average you can take...
How much is it? Sorry?
It depends on joint venture to joint venture, but average you can take 30%.
Okay, got it. So my second question is, what is the expected amount of money that we are expected to receive in H2 from Vivad Se Vishwas scheme?
There is a 26 crore is still left for which we are pursuing, and that is the targeted amount that either both the 26 crore or at least one of the award we will receive before 31st March.
Okay, so at least 13 to 15 CR that we can expect, sir?
If not 26.
Okay, got it. Okay. So my third question is, with our current cash holding, whatever the liquid asset we have, till how much projects can we bid for? Because we have to submit various bank guarantees, etc. So what is the amount of projects that we can bid for?
It depends upon the state to state, because if you see the Rajasthan, there is no performance bank guarantee. If you are going to the MP, there is a 2% guarantee. If you are going to Karnataka, there is a 10% guarantee. If you go to Odisha, there is a 3% guarantee. So which tender we participate, and that accordingly will determine that how much amount we can take, but normally it is roughly you can take 5 to 7% is the requirement of BG and working capital. You can take it average wise, and then there is a that much business we can take, roughly around 280 divided by 0.7, you can say, but 0.07. But going forward, we have the money which we have the warrant. Anytime we feel that the money is required, we can allot the warrant, because majority of the warrant is with the promoter hand. Number three, we are also approaching to the bank. If we get the bank limit, then there is a BG limit further, which will be available for taking the project. So taking the tender will not have any issue.
Okay. So bidding for the tenders is not a big issue. Once the tender starts, that's when we can expect a large amount of orders coming in. Is that correct, sir?
Only one thing is that we are very selective in taking the bidding. We don't bid in every tender, because we have made certain criteria of fully funded project, DPR, where the DPR is completed, where there is a bulk water, there is a control and comfort with our escrow partner, pipe supplier. So only those projects we are bidding. So there is ample number of bidding opportunity in the water sector, but we are selective in taking the water, and we will not have any issue in whatever targeted tenders we want to achieve for this year or going forward.
Okay. This last two questions, so if you can allow. The first one is, what is the percentage of old orders in our order book, and what is the percentage of new orders in our order book?
At the moment, after the resolution, what new order and old order, we consider that before the resolution, whatever order has been taken, that we consider as an old order. So all the orders are old order. Very recently, we have not received any order. So whenever the order, we will receive the new order, this will be called as a new order. So you can consider all the order which we have are the old order.
Okay. So my last question, sir. So based on this old orders only, we were able to clock this amount of EBITDA margin. So if we get new orders in H2, so what is your guidance in FY26? Can we go up to or cross 8.5% EBITDA?
In the new order, we are targeting 10 to 12% margin. So 10% margin is our targeted order. Although what in the competitive bidding, what finally we achieve, that is a different issue. But our target bidding is 10%. And then we will get that 10% business. So that is our targeted. Now, whenever the order will keep on coming, we will keep on briefing you how much percentage we got in this order.
Okay. So, just last question. So, if we want to achieve 60 plus crores as PAT in H2,
yes.
I mean, for the FY25, we have to clock at least 40 plus crores of PAT in H2. So, how do you see ourselves clocking 40 crore PAT in H2?
What amount is going to come into the full year, that is difficult to say at this moment, because forward looking I can't say. But I can only say that Q3 I am not expecting much, because even if I get the order, it will not execute. It will be more or less same line. But Q4 we should get some order, some JV order, JV commission, etc. Q4 should be better. But whenever the order will come, whenever we do that, then only every quarter we will keep on communicating you.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Mandira A. from Investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So I have a couple of questions. What factors give you confidence in achieving double-digit margin, considering that the water tender which is being floated in the market is not as per your expectation?
No, it is expectation. Water tender, as I told you, there are water tender which has, there are so many water tender. If you see the currently, there are roughly around 11,000 crore water tenders are floated into various states, more than 11,000 crore. And we are selective in taking the participation because of our criteria. As I told you in the first on call itself, we will be very selective. We are not in the mood to build up a huge order book. We would like to remain as a boutique. We will select the selected number of orders which has a higher profitability, which is fully funded, which is in a good state, which are easy to execute, which are bulk, on which we have the support from our pipe manufacturers, which is in panel pipe manufacturers, who are ready to do the work in the escrow mechanism. So these are the criteria which we look into that. Whatever the tenders are coming to that criteria, we keep on participating into that. So at the moment, we have participated into around 5,000 crore order book, which are fulfilling these criteria. But we will keep on bidding. Every week, we will keep on bidding whenever the tenders keep on coming.
Okay, got it, sir. And what is the expected quantum of arbitration award for H2?
No, arbitration, we have that one award of roughly around 180 crore, which is at the Supreme Court of Arunachal Pradesh, which we are expecting to be get the order from the under the current financial year. That is 180 crore that we are targeting. Rest will keep on coming because there is a 620 crore of arbitration award against which we have to pay roughly around 430 crore to the banks. Rest will remain into will be with us. So that is our targeted to be received in next 5 years in tranches.
Okay, that was it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vijay Rawat from Vedant Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah, sir, I just want to know what stage the discussions are there with banks for the BG limit.
BG limit, we are in the process of improving our rating, so that is there. Although we have the BG limit, whatever bank FD we have, We are taking the BG against those FD, so that is not at all a problem. We are in the process of discussing with the ICRA for doing the rating. Once the rating will come, then we will approach to the bank for the BG limit.
So approximately how much time it can take?
Maybe I will pass this for the next con call. Because first the rating has to come and then we are in the process. We have already appointed ICRA. So that is under process. So once that happens, then only we will approach to the bank and I will give you, able to give you more, much more clarity in the next con call.
Fine, sir. And my last question is, you said you have bid for 5,000 crore order. So this 5,000 crore was done in this Q2 only or how is it?
This is the accumulated till date. As I told you, the tender in the last one and a half months, very low tender has come because of the various issues of the government. There is some Jal Jeevan Mission renewal, etc. was going on. It is so there is a few people have engaged in the election, etc. So now the tender floating has started coming. Till date, we have bid into around 5,000 crore of tenders, in which around 1,400-1,500 crore we are L1.
Fine, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Heena Parikh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity.
Awaaz thodi slow hai. Can you be closer?
Is it better?
It is better now.
So what makes us different from the other ETC players who look to enter this segment based on the huge business opportunities available?
In the ETC, it's a very peculiar business. Basically, if you see the ETC order, ETC tenders and ETC work order gets only basis of PQ. PQ means your qualification, which is you are getting with the work actually done in past. So all those players who have recently started the ETC business don't have any track record of PQ. Without PQ, nobody gives any business. In the government, it is very clear that whether you have done similar type of work in past, which is PQ, pre-qualification, then only you will get the order. Now, the pre-qualification, when they give to the water sector, it's a water pre-qualification they see. When it is a road sector, the road pre-qualification see. When the power sector, power pre-qualification see. So, since we are from the beginning into the water sector, our pre-qualification into the water sectors are enormous. Any tender which comes, around 80 to 90% of the tender, we are pre-qualifying. Maybe the company which is in the road sector and wants to start the water sector will not get any PQ into the water sector. So they will not get the business. So that's the added advantage all the companies who are there in the sector will have. And that is where we have the much, much better advantage compared to other EPC company which has recently started. Number two, we don't have any debt issue because all the debt we have resolved. Number three, we don't have any payout issue. I don't have to pay any installment, any interest. All are linked with my arbitration receipt. Number four, we are the experienced player. We have 43-year experience. Our system and process are set up. Our employees are well trained. Our in-panel contractor and suppliers are very, very strong, which are not compared to the new EPC company, which will start into the water sector. So that's the major advantage. And we have the liquidity of roughly around 300 crores.
Thank you so much, sir. Really helpful. Wishing you all the very best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dheeraj Ram from Ashika Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, we have received 25 crore of arbitration award during the quarter. Is that right?
We received around 25.
So how does it flow into EBITDA? What percentage of the arbitration award will have an effect on EBITDA?
Arbitration is not affecting anything on the EBITDA because arbitration is the receipt from the debtors. So in the EBITDA there is nothing on the arbitration income.
Okay, so how do we account this arbitration award? Which line item does it fall under? Does it come on the top line or where does it come after EBITDA?
We'll set up from the debtors. If there is any excess amount, it will go to the profit and loss account.
Okay. Got it. Sir, any guidance on FY25 closing order book?
As I told you, we should have 1,500 to 2,000 crore order book in next 6 months. But that depends how it pan out the competitive bidding. But this much should be added, minimum this much should be added into the next 6 months.
Okay, so basically around 2,500 to 3,000 crore we can expect as a closing order book. Is that right or?
Old and new together.
Okay. Sir, and I was just attending another company, Concall, which has, again, major presence in Rajasthan, which is Vishnu Prakash Shah from Concall. And do you see any, I mean, they are also very aggressive in bidding as per their con call. So do you see any competition from these kind of players?
In the EPC sector, whichever field the government is spending, all the EPC sector is start putting into effort there. So water is a best bidding place where the government is spending a huge amount. So all the ETC companies, whether they were in the water earlier or not, they will focus into the water sector, and it's really a profitable sector. It's really 10 years the water sector will remain into the business. So all the ETC will be there, and as I told you, the PQ will be the major player, important role, and the company's maturity and company's team and companies contacted and suppliers, that will result the deliverable of that orders which we will take. So even if any PQ, if any strong company comes to the water sector, if they don't have the PQ, they have to go along with the JV route with any of the company which have the PQ, because they will not get the business. If they get the business, every size of project, they have the different pre-qualifications. So if it is a 1,000 crore plus company, there are only 4 or 5 players. 1,000 crore plus order, there are only 4 or 5 players who can participate. If it is a 500 crore, there are 10-15% can be participated. If it is a 100-200 crore, there can be 20-30 participants. And the margins are accordingly. So that depends which company. But it is there that all the EPC companies now focusing into the water sector, because there is a huge government spending in this sector. So I'm not finding any competition, because our PQ is much higher compared to any company. There are 4 or 5 major players which are equivalent. Our PQs are equivalent to them.
Okay. Got it, sir. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sridhar Jadhav from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Sir, you said that you mentioned that one of our, you know, strong edges are pre-qualification to bid for orders. But what I can see is that in the 5,000 crore orders that you have bid, mostly have taken the JV route. So what is the disconnect over here?
No, there are, as I told you, if it is, I'm giving a theoretical number, that if it is a 1 lakh crore order book in a year, our qualification will be 90,000, and our targeted order book, because we are, as I told you, we are the boutique order. We will not in the rush to build the top line and the order book. So suppose we take a target to take 5,000 to 6,000 crore orders. There is a 85,000 crore order book which are available, which in any case others are bidding. If any strong party wants to have a JV with us, we agree to do that, where we will get 1.75 to 2.5% upfront. That's the equity money that is giving additional revenue to the company. So we will continuously to bid on our own and with the JV.
Okay. And sir, in the bigger orders, who are the major players that you are seeing as competitors?
L&T, Mecha, NCC, PNC, these are the major players.
Okay. But I'll come back in with you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Manoj Dega for his closing comments.
Thank you very much all to participate into this conference. Before closing it, I would like to mention that with the active engagement of the companies related to the project under Jal Jeevan Mission in rural and urban, the company identifies substantial opportunity in the water sector, and there is a further potential to grow under river linking and irrigation project. The company foresees significant long-term growth in the water sector as demand for sustainable water infra solution increases substantially. The company is ready to take targeted share of the future project in water EPC against the various already announced schemes of rupees 12 lakh crore of Government of India. Thank you very much.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of SPML Infra Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.